Blog Talk Radio.
Show me the way. I need you, Lord, to show me the way. You know I'm out here, Lord, and I need your guide. I want you to show me the way. Show me the way. Lord, I need you to show me the way. You know I'm out here, Lord, and I need your guide. Show me the way, Lord, I need your guide. Oh, Lord, I need your guide. You know I'm out here, Lord, and I need your guide. I need you to show me the way. I need you to show me, Lord, the way. Lord, I need you to show me the way. You know I'm out here, Lord. I need your guide. I want you to show me, Lord, your way. Amen. We need God to show us the way. Amen. You know, we in a dark world. Amen. And we need light. Amen. And Jesus is the light. And I thank God for the light, amen, that God is the light and the light of men, amen. And I thank God in his favor, his life, amen. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And I want to thank God just for that scripture, amen. Thank God for that little delight that he laid on my heart, amen. And this is Pastor Kimberly Ball from World of Faith Outreach Ministry, amen, at 5370 Stokes Ferry Road. Our number is 704-754-1240 is the Bishop. Mine is 704-754-1532. Home number 704-603-8299. We thank God for all the listeners out there in radio blog land. Amen. I want to give a shout out, amen, to all the listeners, all the people from World of Faith Outreach Ministry. Want to give thanks, God, for this. And Roanne, amen, for making this possible. Amen. The Bible said, give honor where honor is due. Amen. I thank God for laying on her heart, amen, to open up this door for World of Faith Outreach Ministry. May God bless her, amen. I want to send, amen, our prayers out to Sister Betty Agnew, amen, and her family. Want to send prayers out, amen, to Jenny Ives and her husband, amen. We do send our prayers to them, amen. We want to send also our prayers out to Sister Vanessa, amen,
We want to send prayer out to her. Amen. And all those that's listening, if I didn't call your name, just we sending our prayers out to you. Amen. And, you know, prayer can go where we can't go. Prayer can do what we can't do. Amen. So I want to thank God for all the radio listeners. Amen. Just giving prayer and honor to you. Amen. But right now we're getting ready to come from the book of Thessalonians, second chapter. Second Thessalonians, not First Thessalonians, Second Thessalonians. And let's go to the third chapter. Second Thessalonians, third chapter. Let's start at the 5th verse. 2 Thessalonians, 3rd chapter, 5th verse. It says, and the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walk disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. Now here they are telling us in the book of Thessalonians, they was writing to the church saying that withdraw yourself from them that's walking disorderly. That means people that's not walking in Christ like they supposed to walk. People that's doing things they have no business. He said withdraw yourself from them. That means separate yourself from them. Okay? Let's go to the 7th verse. For you yourselves know how you ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. He was saying we didn't behave ourselves disorderly among you. You didn't see us walking out of our character. Now, why are you walking with people that's out of character? Or why are you doing it? And that's why God wants to be example. He wants to be followed. Amen, of Christ. It says, neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day that we not be chargeable to any of you. He said, no, I didn't live off of you. He said, we went and we worked for our own selves. Because I was trying to be an example. I didn't want to put no burden on you. It says, not because we have not power, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. He said, I made this to be an example to you, not to walk out of order in front of you, not to walk with disorderly people, not to be around people that's busybodies, people that are out of their character. He said, for to be an example to you. He said, I didn't even put no burden on you. He didn't know, I paid for my own stuff. I didn't ask you to pay for it. I paid and labored for my own stuff. Anything I wanted, I labored and paid for it. I suffered for it. He said, so I could be an example to you. And then it says, for even when we were with you, this we command you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. God said, you don't work, you don't eat. Same thing spiritually. If you don't work, you don't eat. Naturally, if you don't work, you don't eat spiritually. A lot of people want you to give them handouts. You know, they always want you to give them something. They think you owe something. They want to do other things with their money, but then they feel like that you got to do what's right with them with your money. We're supposed to do what's right with our own money so we can be a blessing to help others. God bless us so we can be a blessing to others. He does not bless us to misuse our money. He does not bless us to go out and do anything with our money and be not good stewards over our money and where we can't be a blessing or help no one else. Because the Bible says it's better to give than what? To receive. And we're supposed to be what? Lenders and not borrowers. We're supposed to be givers and not receivers. Look at the 11th verse. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybody. You got some people that are busybody. They run around, they're not doing nothing in the church. They're not trying to help the church. They're not trying to build up the church. He said those are people that's busybody. They walk in disorder. That means they're conjuring stuff up. They're getting stuff started. They're sowing discord. They're telling lies. They're making false accusations because they're busybody. See, their hands is not to the plow of what they're supposed to be doing. Because the Bible says you put your hands to the plow and look back, you ain't sitting for the kingdom of heaven. You got to put your hands to do a work in God. Because he that started the work in you, he is able to complete it. Anything God started in you, he's going to finish it. A lot of times we stop. Oh, somebody looked at me the wrong way. Somebody said something about me. Somebody didn't speak to me. Little childish things. We find little nitpicking things so that we don't have to walk in our character in God so we feel like we can do what we want to. But the Bible said those are childish things. Put away those shouting things and become what? A man like Paul did. He said he understood when he was a child. He thought when he was a child. But he said, when I became a man, I put away childish things. Some of these things are just childish. Some of these things are just nitpicking that the enemy wants us to do to one another. That's to distract us from building up the body and the character of Christ. And that's the devil's job. We need to be on our job. We need to be praying. We need to be edifying. We need to be building up. We need to be fasting. We need to be praying. Because it's time to come together, church. It is time to come together. Look at the 12th verse. It says, now being that are such, we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. He said, you know what? Work with quietness. Eat your own bread. I mean, do what you're supposed to do. Don't be in nobody else's business. Be quiet. Stay out of other people's matter. Keep your own house straight. Do your work. The Bible told us that make full proof of your ministry. Do the work of an evangelist. That's what the Bible tells us to do. Make full proof of your ministry. Don't make full proof of nobody else's ministry. Don't make full proof of nobody else's life, what they're doing and what they ain't doing in Christ. Work on your salvation with fear and trembling. That's what the Bible said. We have to work on our own. We got to start with self first. And too many times we start working on other people instead of working on ourselves first. And God is trying to tell us, don't be a busybody. He says, study to be quiet and do your own work. Work on yourself. You don't have time to be trying to work on nobody else and point out nobody else's flaws when you're working on yourself. Because trust me, we got enough with our own self. Look at also the 13th verse. But ye brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. He just told us, you don't supposed to even have company with people that's busybody, people that's walking disorderly, people that's not walking in their character with God. You got people out here lying and sowing discord and gossiping. The Bible said don't keep company with them. He said, note that man. What he's saying is you have to be careful with that person when you walk with them, because the Bible said evil company corrupts good manners. People think that you're the same way that person is that you're walking and talking with. If they're going to stir up trouble, they're going to say you're a troublemaker. Remember the old saying, birds of a feather flock together? That's what people are going to say. They're going to say you the same way. So that's the reason why you got to be careful. The Bible said know him. And it says, you know, if they don't obey our word by this epistle, the Bible said don't keep no company with them so they'll be made ashamed. They let them know, I ain't having nothing to do with you, because every time you turn around, you got mess going. Every time you turn around, you're saying something negative. You ain't never saying nothing good. You always bringing what somebody said, something that you heard. The Bible says these are damnable hearsay. And stuff like this will damn your soul into hell going by hearsay. The Bible told us that don't keep company with this man. He said, put a note on him. That's what he said. He said, but study to be quiet and do eat your own bread. That means do your own work. He said, don't be weary in well-doing. Don't you know the Bible said, don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you faint not. So many people say, I'm tired of doing what's right, and people doing what they want to do, and people doing me wrong. But you got to keep on fighting. Remember, we are soldiers. We're going through spiritual warfare. And the Bible told us that we got to endure hardness as a good soldier. You still got to be doing good, and you're going to go through some hardships. You're going to go through some good times. You're going to go through some bad times. But the Bible tells us don't be weary of what you're doing. That means don't get tired of doing what's right. Because in due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. That means if you don't get tired, if you don't give up, if you just keep on fighting the faith, just keep on doing people right, keep on loving people, keep on treating them right, keep on praying for people, keep on reading your word, keep on being holy, keep on living upright, keep on living right, God's going to bless you. That's how you get your favor with God, because God's going to see you doing right. Don't you know when people talk about you and scandalize your name, they set you up for a blessing? They set you up just right for the picket. God said, well, you know what? They're right in the place for a blessing. Since you want to talk about my servant, since you want to lie on my servant, I'm getting ready to bless them. I'm getting ready to raise them up. Don't you know God is trying to raise you up when you're going through all the scandalizing and people tearing you down? You're getting raised up by God. That's how you get the anointing of God. You don't have no anointing until God raise you up, until you go to people scandalizing in your name and ridiculing you and talking about you. That's how you get your anointing. Let me tell you something. You get the anointing and you have a price to pay. You pay a price when you get anointed from God. Don't you know Jesus reigned it? And the Bible said to reign with him, you got to suffer with him. God suffered in his body. He went through ridicule. He went through persecution. He went through shame. The Bible said he was a curse. He was made a curse for us, so we wouldn't have to be a curse. He was made ashamed for us, so we don't have to be ashamed. He was wounded for your transgressions, bruised for your iniquity, and by his stripes you're healed. We already healed by his stripes. He took those 40 stripes to prove that we could be healed. He took on every disease that it was, every form of disgust that man could take, so that we didn't have to be weary of it, so that we could go through it. He's the one that made the roadmap for us. He laid down the foundation for us. We shouldn't have to be weary. We shouldn't have to be tired. All we have to do is look at things what Jesus went through and let us know that if God can do it, I can do it too. That's why he came down here in human form. He did. He came down here through a virgin named Mary who was highly favored from the Lord. Because the first thing some people would have said was, well, you God, you can do that. But he came through a woman's womb. Same way we did. He was made flesh. The Bible says the word was made flesh. And the word was made flesh so that why? So God could show us the same thing that he went through, we can go through it. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got the greater one on the inside. God's already walking with you through it. He's been there all the time. We just couldn't see it because of the storms, the winds, and the rain. Sometimes you can't see God because you be in the storm. You be in the cloud. You be in the midst of everything that's going on. And the devil don't want you to see God while you're going through it. Because it be cloudy. It be dark. It feel like it's gloomy. You feel sadness. You feel anger. You feel like you're all by yourself. But that's when God is near you most. He was there all the time, right there by your side. Remember, he said he won't never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm going to be with you even until the end of the world. That's the word of God. He's a God that cannot lie, neither is he man that he should repent. God's not going to go back on his word. The word is already settled in heaven. It's going to never be changed. We cannot change the word. But don't be weary in well-doing. That's the main thought I want to leave with you. Let me let you know that your suffering is not in vain. He said they persecute the prophets. They're going to persecute you. He told you everything that they did to him. He showed you how they hung him high. They stretched him wide. They pierced him in the side. They spit on Jesus. They mocked on Jesus. They lied on Jesus. His own people turned on him. It was the Jews that crucified Jesus. It wasn't the outsiders. It was his own people. And that's what's happening now. Your own people will crucify you. They will turn on you. They will mock you. They will ridicule you. They will lie on you. They will leave you. They will let you down. They'll turn their back on you. They'll betray you. But God is right there. God even fell forsaken when he was up on that cross. He said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? He fell forsaken, but God was there. He was even there till unto death. And we got to go through the same thing. We got to drink out of that same cup. The cup's not going to pass us. Because we are part of God's body. We're suffering because we're part of the body of Christ. We're going through for Christ's sake. The Bible says it's better for you to go for righteousness' sake, to go through for righteousness' sake than unrighteousness' sake. That's a blessing. Didn't he tell you great is your reward in heaven? When men persecute you and say all manner of evil against you for my name's sake, he told us we have a reward in heaven. He told them, blessed are ye when they say all manner of evil against you. That's a blessing. We don't see it because why? The flesh wants to feel the pain. It wants to feel the agony of it. It wants to feel defeated. But we're not defeated. We got the power in the name of the Lord. Even though Satan rages, we can't be defeated because we got the power in the name of the Lord. He said, all power was given unto him in heaven and in earth. God's got the power. And he gave that same power to us. He said, I give you power to cast out their devils. He said, to heal the sick and raise the dead. He said that you could take up deadly poison and it won't even hurt you. He said you can tread upon serpents and scorpions. That means those things that try to hurt you, those things that try to sting you and harm you, it won't even bother you. It won't even kill you. It won't be able to torment you because of the power of God. Don't get weary. Don't despise the chastising of the Lord. Don't get weary even getting chastised. The Bible says he's chastening whom he loves. You should count it a blessing when God chasing you. You should count it a blessing when you're going through trials and tribulations, when you go types of diamonds, lust. He said all types of temptation. He said count it all joy for knowing that this is the trying of your faith. Let me tell you something. That's why you're supposed to count this stuff joy. We're supposed to be waiting patiently for God. We're supposed to be that fruit waiting patiently on God. We're supposed to be still and know that he is God and that's he that made us and not us ourselves. He is the one. He's the joy of your salvation. He's your life. He's your salvation. Whom shall you fear? Whom shall you be afraid of? You shouldn't be afraid of nothing. We got a great big God and he can do anything. Don't be weary in well-doing. You keep on praying. Keep on loving those that don't love you. Keep on doing good when you don't even feel like you need to do good. When you feel like ain't nothing to do good for, keep on doing it. Keep on fighting a good fight of faith. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Keep your helmet of salvation on. Keep your loins girded about with truth. Keep on walking in the bloodstained battle of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something. You got a reward if you just hold on just a little while longer because we are his precious fruit, and he's waiting to receive us. Amen. But he wants us to be ripe. That means right. We got to be just right. He don't want no rotten fruits. He wants us to be right. So we can be good. So, you know, fruit, when it tastes good and when it's seasoned good, you can just keep eating and eating and eating. And that's the way God wants us to be. He wants to keep living right and doing right and treating our neighbor right and loving our enemies and do good to them that do bad to us. We do the opposite of what the enemy do. If he hate us, we're supposed to love him. If he talk about us, we're supposed to pray for him. If he don't want to feed us, we're supposed to feed him. When he don't want to give us drink, we're supposed to give him drink. That's the word of God. Don't be weary in well-doing. Keep on doing what God wants you to do. See, Satan wants you to give up. But you tell him, let me tell you something. You can't give up when you got God in you. He won't let you give up. He's like a wheel in the middle of the wheel. It's like a keep on turning. When you want to give up, let flesh say no. The spirit of God will kick in. And he'll kick in. He'll come on and say, come on, you can make it. You can do it. It gives you that extra supernatural power to do what you think that you can't do. That's what I like about God. Because you got that greater one on the inside. That supernatural power that'll push you to go on and say, go ahead and do what's right. Go ahead and do good. Give you a little bit more strength. You feel like when you can't go on and you say, God, I'm just tired. I'm just weary, Lord. I can't do no more, Lord. I can't take no more. Lord, this is too much for me. But then the Holy Spirit will come and say, yes, you can. You can do all things in Christ Jesus that strengthen you. Because one thing about God, he will strengthen you to do what you think that you can't do, what people think that you can't do, what people will allow you to do. God will allow you to do it because he gives you that supernatural power. That's what I like about God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good and that his mercy endureth forever. I'm going to tell you something. When you taste God and you done had just a taste of him, you done seen his mercy and you done tasted of his goodness, it make you want to do right. It want to make you treat your neighbor right. It make you want to live right. It want to make you keep doing what you're supposed to do because it's so good. And you're like, God, you're so good to me, God. You've been good to me. You've been better to me than I have to myself, God. Oh, God is good. I can feel him in my soul right now. God is good. Every day I wake up, God is good. When I can feed myself, God is good. When I can go use the bathroom, God is good. Oh, yes, he is. When people talk aloud, I can hold my head up, God is good. When I don't know how to pay my bills, God is still good. Oh, glory be to God. When I can't find a job, God is good. When somebody's on drugs and feel like, hey, amen, they're not going to be delivered, God is still good. When you're in prison, God is good. When you're in a hospital, God is good. God is good all the time. Hallelujah. He's a good God. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We are the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, glory to the newborn King. Hallelujah. Oh, he's an everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the great I am. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is. Heavenly Father, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. He'll be a mother when you're motherless. He'll be a father when you're fatherless. Oh, he said when a father and mother forsake, he said the Lord will take you up, amen. Oh, he'll stick closer to you than a brother, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, yes, he is. He's the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Yes to your ways, God. Have your way, God. Remember, don't be weary in well-doing. Just keep on fighting. Don't give up. When you fight down praying on your knees. When you fight, go into fasting and praying. When you fight, go read your word. Man can't live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. There's going to be a change when you begin to sup on the word. When you get near to God, he'll get near to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Those, I want you to join me in prayer right now. Amen. I'm telling you, when you feel God, you just feel him. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I just can't be still in God. Right now, we're getting ready to pray for all those listeners out there. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, as we empty out ourselves unto you, Father. Oh, Father, we pray, Lord Jesus, that every person under the sound of my voice, Father, whatever the need is, Father, that you meet it, Father. Oh, Father God, whatever, Lord, it is, you supply, God, because you are the one that supply our needs. You are the one that feed our hungry souls, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we know, God, that you are, Lord Jesus, oh, God, the life of all men. We know, God, that you are Lord of lords and King of kings, God. And we know that prayer changes things. You said the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And God, we thank you for the prayers of the righteous, for it's precious in your sight, Father. We thank you, Lord, your ear is not too heavy that you can't hear, that your arm is not too short that you can't save, God, that you can save to the utmost, Father. Those that's out there on drugs, those that's out there as alcoholics, those that's prostitutes, Lord, open up the prison doors, Father, in the name of Jesus. Go into the hospital, Father. Raise up people, Lord Jesus, that's going to obey you, Father. Those that's on their sick bed, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we ask that you heal them in the name of Jesus. Father, you have your way, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, God, go out there to the highways and hedges, Father, and speak, Lord Jesus, to the valley of the dry bones, Father. Let them hear the words of the Lord. Oh, God, bring sinews of flesh upon them, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, God, let them obey you, Father, and not a stranger, Lord Jesus. Father, draw them to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let them hear, God, what the Spirit has to say to the church, Lord Jesus. Let us become as one, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I'd like you to fill their hearts up, Father, and let them want to know what must I do to be saved, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, let them know that they asked for your salvation, that they're washed in your blood and born of your spirit, God. And all they have to do, Lord Jesus, is accept you, Lord Jesus, in their heart and say it out of their mouth, Father, and you said they shall be saved, God. God, you do it. Because we know that you can. And God, we know, Lord, that you're sovereign. You can do when you want to do it, how you want to do it. We know that you're up in the heaven and you do whatsoever you please, Father. And we know, Father, that you want, Lord, a church not made by hands. But you want a church, Lord Jesus. Oh, God's going to edify and it's going to be built up without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, Father. A church, Lord Jesus, it's going to be a lively stone that's fitly joined together to come into a mature stature in Jesus Christ, to come into the fullness of you, to mature and to be grown in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. A people that will stand up, Lord, in battle, Lord Jesus. A people that won't take down, Lord Jesus. A people that won't compromise, Lord Jesus. But a people that will stand up and be counted for in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And remember, this is World of Faith Outreach Ministry, Pastor Kimberly Boss. Amen. At 5370 Stokes Ferry Road. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.